Hi, and welcome to My Latest Audio Boo, my British International Comic Show reflection. It's been a long time since I've attended a comics convention of any description, and having seen that this event's been running for the last few years at the Millennium Point think tank, I thought it was about time I actually got down there and saw what was going on. And I'm happy to report this: the weekend in early October, the event was held over. Was a great weekend. I really enjoyed myself. I got to meet a lot of interesting new comic creators, a lot of old comics creators that I've been following for many years. And it was a nicely well-attended event. The location was great. And the most interesting thing I had was a lot of the panels that were on over that weekend were fantastic. It did mean I didn't have a lot of time to go around the dealers' tables or spend any time in the queues queuing up for signings by the artists. But I was lucky enough to be in one of the panels, Comic Artists Flip Out, which was hosted by the guy that is the creative director of the British International Comic Show, James Hodgkins, and there was Mark Buckingham, Alan Davis and Staz Johnson producing sketches, which were raffled off, and I was lucky enough to come away with one of Wildcat, predominantly by Staz Johnson, but with the help from Alan Davis, as Staz was not too sure about the look of that particular character. That then ran into a 70 Years of Marvel Comics panel, which featured the likes of Andy Diggle, Andy D. Davis, Mark Farmer and Paul Cornell, hosted by Geek Syndicate. And it was a great, really interesting conversation about the where Marvel's come from and where the future of Marvel and comics in general is going. It was a really good panel. You could pick that up on the Geek Syndicate podcast if you're interested in hearing it in its full entirety. The rest of the day then was taken up with a talk by Brian Talbot about his wonderful new book, which is called Granville, and the inspirations, the anthropomorphical inspirations for that book, ranging from Snowy in Tintin and Rupert the Bear and many other artists. And if you do get an opportunity to pick up a copy of Granville, I heartily recommend it. Steampunk book, really, really well put together, very good story, some really nice art, so if you can pick that up, if you can. So Saturday kind of rounded out. I also managed to speak to a really wonderful artist called Nigel Dobbin, who is a creator for many, many different ones, did Sonic the Hedgehog, and is working on some stuff for the Beano's current annual with Billy the Cat, a character I have much love of from my youth, and he was a really, really nice guy to meet. Sunday was another great day. I had a chance to sit on a panel from an artist that I've had the very great pleasure of having dealing with in the past, Michiru Morikawa, who was telling us about her latest graphic novel called Buskers, based on a forthcoming film, and she'd never met the creators of the film, and luckily he was there during the day, and they introduced themselves for the first time, so that was a really nice, pleasant surprise for everybody. Again, there was another wonderful panel talking about Batman at 70, again with a host of creators in there, including John McCrae and, again, Staz Johnson. Then I ducked out of the panels to have a bit of a look around. Got to speak with Michiru again and a couple of other creators, including, again, Brian Talbot. Had a little chat with him. And then kind of the evening was rounded out with a rather bizarrely hectic and disorganised Have I Got Comic News For You, which featured the likes of Tony Lee, Tim Pilcher, with Howard Shakin, Mark Farmer and Staz Johnson, and Michael Wright, editor from DC Comics. So overall, the entire weekend was really good. I had a great time. I will probably be going back again in 2010. So a great experience all round. A lot of artists I would like to see that I missed on this occasion. But it was a good show all round. So have a look about on the internet for other reports from it and some of the photographs from there. And if you were there, I hope you had as good a time as I did. So that's my reflections on BICS 2009.